The Audubon Whalers continue to take joy in their winning ways with an undefeated month of June with a 20-0 record. Audubon also continues to jump up in the rankings from being named to number 4 in Class 2A this week after previously being named to the number 7 spot just a week before. Head coach Andrea Shuri knows that this accomplishment is huge for her team moving forward as they focus on one game at a time.
Yeah, well, I guess I didn't realize that it had been the whole month that we didn't lose. I mean, I knew we had a streak, but when you put it in that perspective, definitely that's a big accomplishment for us. But I think we never really thought of it. We just took it one day at a time, and I think we were able to focus in the now, and we just were able to have a lot of success.
This success all starts right on the mound. Both Riley Miller and Alexis Obermeyer have been two key success factors for the Whalers this season. Miller has averaged a .99 ERA with 192 strikeouts and just 57 hits allowed. Obermeyer sits right behind with a 1.08 ERA with 63 strikeouts and a total of 54 hits allowed overall. While these two have been the success factors, the defense behind them has been one of the essential forces, with third baseman Manny Nielsen, shortstop Taryn Peterson, and catcher Jordan Porsche leading the way on the field.
Well, it starts on the mound with Riley and Alexis both throwing well. Having two good pitchers is beneficial as well, because each of them was able to get rested, and when they did throw them in a game, then they were ready to go and they weren't tired and able to stay healthy throughout the season. And then when balls are hit, we got a pretty solid defense behind both of them, with Matty Nielsen taking control of center field and Taryn at shortstop, and then obviously Jordan Porsche behind the plate too. She's on the other end of that, doesn't get as much recognition as the pitchers, but she's there every pitch with them. So just really well balanced team, and that's been able to gel together.
Audubon has a target on their backs as they've elapsed throughout the season. Every team is going to want a piece of the success and now look to go at Audubon. However, the Whalers only have continued to increase their level of play on the field.
Yeah, I mean, they realize that. I think at the beginning of the year, we didn't realize that we had a target. We were just kind of trying to find ourselves and figure out what we could be. And then we kind of flipped a switch, I would say, for after the first time through conference when we only lost to Missouri Valley. Then we're like, hey, we are one of the better teams in the conference, and now we're going to get everyone's best shot, and we have to up our level to make sure we're still able to compete. And the girls responded really well, and they know our goals for the season, and they focus on those, and yeah, it's been a good year.
The focus has even transitioned over to getting more consistent in the small ball game. Coach Schreier is had to convince her girls that every home run or big hit isn't the way to win games, but rather win as a team in the small ball game. She now has her players asking to bunt to be able to keep defenses on their toes and to help benefit the team overall.
I mean, we'd have buy-in on that too, because kids don't want to bunt, but then they realize how effective it is. Like, I got kids coming up to me now that's like, hey, can we bunt? So it's been a nice shift there. Realizing that small ball can be effective and it keeps defense on their toes. So we can kind of have a mix of small ball and power. And that makes us pretty dangerous.
Audubon ends the regular season with some top teams in their respective conferences. Today, they'll take on Martinsdale St. Mary's, who currently sit at the top of the Pride of Iowa Conference, and turn around to Tuesday as they'll battle Newell Fonda, who also sit at the top of the Twin Lakes Conference. To many coaches, this is exactly what they have wished for to end the year.
Yeah, I'm excited for the games we have this week because they're going to prepare us for what we're going to see at regional finals. In the past, I feel like we haven't been well prepared. So I think this will kind of get us in the mindset. And I told the girls to approach it like it's a regional game and be like, I want you guys to go all out and see what we can do against these teams. We know they're pretty good, but let's see where we measure up. So I'm pretty excited about the games. Hopefully the girls are, and hopefully it'll prepare us well for a long postseason run.
The Whalers will finish out the regular season this week and jump into postseason action to host either Alta Aurelia or East Sac County in regional play on Wednesday, July 10th. I'm Zach Collins reporting.